Good morning. Lovely to see you all here this morning. So I'm going to continue on from Kate mentioned to those words, always and never. She spoke to those things last week in her message. And so just as a little bit of a reminder about where she went with that, these are words which we can use at times with repetition. They can tend to influence our lives. They can be the kinds of things that we say to others, or we can turn them in upon ourselves. And they have the effect of being quite destructive and debilitating in our lives. And so they can, in the process, tend to extinguish the hope that we can carry in our lives. And so we want to get out of the habit of saying things like, I'll always be no good, or you'll never be any good. Those are the kinds of things that we need to change in our language and our way that in which we view ourselves and other people around us. And so Kate pointed out that God really wants us to be free from these distorted ways of thinking and speaking, both to others and ourselves, so that we're free to follow Jesus, so that we're free to follow in the way of Jesus, fueled by the hope that we have in him. And by doing so, then we are able to flourish in life. Jesus used the word always in regard to his presence, didn't he? He said that he would, he promised that he would always be with us through the presence of his Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And while we await Jesus reappearing, when at that time he will bring his kingdom to come fully, we are to live as if we are already under that reign. We are to serve him in a way that signifies his rule and reign in our lives today. And as we live in that expectancy, we live in a certain tension, don't we? You may have heard this phrase used often now, the now but not yet nature of the kingdom. The kingdom come and the kingdom coming. And as we do that, we find that in life we face circumstances and fractious events that are at odds with what we know of God's goodness and his beautiful creation. And so it is that on one hand, we experience the sweet things in life, the things that occur where we may experience what it is to love and be loved. The wonder of a newborn life as we cradle that life in our arms, or achieving perhaps a personal goal in life that was important to us, or just the simple pleasure of gathering around a table with others and sharing food with one another. There are so many things, good things in life, sweet things for which we can give thanks to God for, aren't there? But conversely, of course, there are also those things that are bitter, that taste bitter in our mouths. And these are the experiences that, as I've said, feel at odds with the goodness of God himself. And perhaps this might be an event like sudden unemployment that comes upon us, or the loss of some precious belonging, or a damaged relationship, or perhaps the onset of poor health, or even the loss of a life. The reality is that life is a mixed bag, isn't it? That's the reality. It's the rough with the smooth. It's the bitter with the sweet. And perhaps metaphorically speaking, that is, this is an image of the backpacks that Kate and I took with us last year as we set out on our pilgrimage walk in Italy in September. They contained a real mixture of life's experiences up to that point. So at some level, the Verve song, which came on and to the speakers inside the bus that we're traveling on, took on a sort of poetic meaning for me as I listened to it. The song is, we were just pulling into, or just entering the outskirts of Città di Castello, which is the starting point of the walk that we did. And the words came over the speakers, because it's a bittersweet symphony, that's life. It's a gritty urban hymn to feeling sort of beaten down by life and trapped in the circumstances of life. And it also expresses a deep longing for change in that circumstance of some sort. The singer sings, I can change, I can change, I can change, but I'm here in my mold, I'm here in my mold. Well, I've never prayed, but tonight I'm on my knees, yeah. I need to hear some sounds that recognize the pain in me, yeah. I let the melody shine, let it cleanse my mind. I feel free now. That's the longing expressed in the song. It's the pilgrim's quest that takes, but I'm here in my mold, and creates space for, but with God's grace, I can change. I can be changed. The image on the screen could be seen as a motif, really, for the bittersweet nature of life. As you look at it, you might intuit that. It was taken at the midway point during our pilgrimage walk. And this arresting sight greeted the handful of us that had ventured out on that grey, wet Friday evening in Spoleto as we left a 6 p.m. Mass at the Basilica San Salvador. Earlier that day, Kate and I had trudged our way through the sprawling outskirts, the modern outskirts of Spoleto, rather uninspiring as they were, in order to reach the ancient town above on the hill. The walled town, and those walls, some of them date back from Roman times, seem to serve as a kind of barrier to the hustle, bustle, and noise of modernity outside of itself. And for a couple of weary wanderers as we were, it was a place of refuge, a place that offered to pedestrians a place and space in the narrow cobbled alleyways that felt like a way of life that is now under threat. A pace and a space that often we don't find in life today in all of its modernity. And by the time we got to our accommodation, having made a few wrong turns and got lost as per usual, we were both pretty tired after what had already been quite a long walk. So Kate decided that she needed some rest. And I had this strange, compelling desire to go out, even though it was a grey, wet night, and go to the Basilica. On reflection now, of course, I consider it to be one of those divine appointments, the amazing way which God just sort of sneaks up on us and surprises us with his presence. And I'm not sure, but perhaps it was around 200 kilometres on my pedometer clock, if you like, at this point. But perhaps in the walking, the rhythm of that each day, it had freed me up to be more present to God. And as I sat on that pew by myself, perhaps I was pre-primed to be more sensitive to God's presence there by his Spirit. The environment itself, of course, certainly was beautiful. The sounds and the visuals were all there to make me feel like I was in God's presence. But I didn't understand a word that was being said. And so during the reflection or sermon, I'm not sure, I took out my small traveling Bible, a Gideon. We had the Gideon guys come and share us with us the other day, how they were able to put these, the Word of God, into people's hands. And so it was a perfect size for traveling with. And it's a size that only includes the Psalms, Proverbs, and New Testament in this case. And so I found myself turning its pages, and I landed upon Psalm 31. And as I read those words of David, the song of the verbs comes to mind, where it says that it recognized the pain in me. David's words, as he pours them out to God, and as I sat there myself, you know, it's when we read the Bible, sometimes, well, it's not just us reading the Bible, it's the Bible reading us. And that's what was happening with me that night with Psalm 31. And so I want to read that psalm today and listen to its words. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. And it was these words that really resonated with me that night, the bittersweet nature of my life up until that point. And after the Eucharist and the exchange of the peace of Christ between one another, I walked up out of, and it's quite an odd thing, so in this building we walk up to the church, and quite often that is the case with churches, isn't it? But this, I don't know whether it was because it was such an ancient place, it had original foundations dating to the 4th century, but I walked up out of the church that night, out of the basilica, and that's when I encountered my bars and rainbow image. And as I stood there, I felt God saying to me that I had a choice to make about some of these things that had occurred in my life, and that I needed to change my position on them and get a different perspective, a perspective of acceptance about these things. And as I moved, I took this picture, free of the bars that had once lain over the promise of God, of his presence and his refuge. And God is able to free you and I from the places in which we feel trapped, the events and the circumstances that we've experienced and we may still be experiencing. We are able to take our refuge in him also. Placing our spirit into his loving hands, he redeems us. Lord and God of truth that he is. For now we know only in part, until the day we know fully. Even as we are fully known, when perfection comes, the imperfect shall disappear. And so we have the serenity prayer. The serenity prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It's not the entire prayer, but perhaps you're familiar with its beginnings. Italian town planning can at times feel like a maze to test its human subjects if they can find again that wonderful pizzeria they experienced yesterday. You feel like a lab rat sometimes, looking for food. But what I do love about Italian town planning is that as a hapless tourist, sometimes you're able to be in these little alleys and then unexpectedly you come into what they call a piazza. It's a big open space. And every large city like Rome or smaller town like Spoleto and even smaller, they have these piazzas, these spaces that have been created for humans to gather together. And so as I looked at this rainbow, yes, I guess it's that perspective I only know in part now, but one day I will know in full. And it is a spacious place. It's a spacious place to be experienced now, though, not just in some distant future. We can know that sort of space and place in our life today. So as we come to communion this morning, as we come to the Lord's table, as we gather there, we find a spacious place, a sacred space that is prepared for all to come and be part of, to come and share for what has been provided in the way of sacrifice, the grace and the forgiveness that's been given on behalf of us all, but also to the world in Jesus Christ. I don't know what your circumstances is. I don't know how you may feel trapped or hindered on your journey, but I know that Jesus invites us all this morning to come. Come all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, he says. Listen to the wisdom that God gave Paul in his own challenges and trials. As Kate and I found on our pilgrim walk, sometimes obstacles can get in your way. And in one particular instance, we came across a huge tree that had fallen across the path, and there was no way around it. So we had to get down on our hands and our knees and crawl underneath it. And sometimes that's what we have to do in life, get down on our knees and pray that we can get through this thing and carry on in our journey. And Paul discovered the truth of this, and he talks about it in this way. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first I didn't think of it as a gift, and I begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began to appreciate it as a gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Isn't that true? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that the Jesus who we worship? So this morning, as we come forward to receive the elements, as we've said, there's a prayer net here, and feel free, if you would like to write perhaps a prayer this morning concerning what it is, what that tree, that obstacle may be that lies in your path. Otherwise, if not, or as well, then please come and receive the communion elements, and then we'll take them back to our seats, and then we will eat and drink together as is our custom to do. So if I can invite you forward as we cue that song, please, that would be great.
Time of my confession.
Please come forward.
In the hour of my deepest need, in the pool of tears beneath my feet, floods every newborn seed. There's a dying voice within me, reaching out somewhere. And the morrows of despair don't have the inclination to look back on any mistake. Like Cain, I now behold the chain of events that I must break. In the fury of
apologies, people, I should have been more directive. I'm not a very directive person. So this is looking very much like an Italian piazza.
In every grain of sand. The flowers of indulgence and the weeds of yesteryear, like criminals, they have choked the breath of comfort and good cheer. The sun beats down upon the steps of time to light the way, to ease the pain of idleness and the
Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you that you welcome us here together. Thank you that we can know that you set our feet in a spacious place, a place where we are loved and accepted 100% by you. And Lord, I pray too that we may extend and reflect your goodness to us towards one another. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life on behalf of us all. And we bless your name. Amen. Amen. So let's eat and drink together.